Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
As we always do, tradition, Pine is back to recap the does the preview with us of the NFL season, and then we get to recap it, the regular season that is, and go over what we got right, what we got wrong. It looks like a lot of wrong.
I think we did very good. We did excellent.
You think so? I mean, yeah, I guess some departments. Right?
No, you know, I'm tired of these things being post-mortem. Like, there's going to be a year where, like, it's, hey, we're getting excited for the playoffs. Feels like every year it's like,
Oh, I know.
The Jets are done by week five.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. So, should we start with just get the Giants and Jets over with, and then we'll go into the playoffs preview and kind of recap how our picks were and all that good shit?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, G-Men are on a extensive coaching search here. I think it's fair to say John Harbaugh will be the head football coach of the New York Giants, correct?
I mean, my pick. Today I woke up. It was like tasting food for the first time.
I woke up rock hard.
The sun came up. Coffee tasted amazing. It was just warm on this nice winter day. It was amazing. If we get John Harbaugh, I'm getting season tickets on the 50-yard line. I might buy an RV.
I have one wish if we get Harbaugh, and that would be I hope he walks into the building and says, if you keep Joe Schoen, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Joe Schoen.
Fucking clown. Then I'm not going to coach your football team. And the
didn't Mara say his job is safe?
Yeah, for now. But I mean, if Harbaugh comes in and is like, "Hey, if he's here, I'm out." I would assume that he's out of there.
Here's what I've been reading. I've been here reading that Harbaugh's not that type. He's pretty collaborative. But I think in a private meeting when he meets with John Mara, he's going to say, "Listen, we'll see how it goes for year one. If this doesn't work, then I bring in my own people." But I look at it the other way. I think if Joe Schoen brings in John Harbaugh and they're able to get him, Joe Schoen has an opportunity to save his job and be a Giants GM for as long as John Harbaugh is here. Because I think Joe Schoen doesn't know how to evaluate talent. He definitely doesn't know how to – I don't think he knows how to pick players in the draft. And Harbaugh can teach him that.
I don't think he knows how to pick his nose.
Yeah, I think he can teach – Harbaugh can teach him how to pick players, especially on the defensive side, like safeties and corners and linebackers. And yeah, I think he could get better.
How did this guy come up? Where did he get his start? How did he?
Who, Shane?
Shane.
Shane? He's a Parcells guy.
Really? He's a Parcells tree guy? Oh my
well,
God.
He,
so start, is Glenn.
He was like, oh my God. Started as a scout and came through Miami. He was with like Sperano and those guys, and who's that other offensive coordinator that was their head coach for a while? Philbin? Is that his name? Philbin?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he got to Buffalo, and he really learned under Brandon Beam, and Buffalo had all those great years with, you know, early Josh Allen and Dable and all those guys, and then, yeah.
Got it. But yeah, I mean, I think one of you put it up, like his record as GM of the Giants.
It seems terrible.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, I don't know how he survived all this, but he did.
A lot of that is, like, I think there's more to it, though. I think, like, this is a very, they run it like a family business. So, like, the nephew and the brother and everything, they're all involved, right? So it's all of them. They're all jackasses. And they never could pick the right coach. They went for, you know, Pat Shurmur and Joe Judge. And they had idiot Gettleman running the team, blowing out the cap. And this whole Daniel Jones situation. Like, it's been a mess. They don't know what they're doing.
I still miss McAdoo's suit.
McAdoo.
Yeah, he's probably the, he had great suits.
He might have been the best one if you really yeah. wanted Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forgive him for benching Eli, though. He can rot in hell.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll find out in the next week or so.
I think the only reason they're keeping Joe Shane is there's more to it. Like, John Mara is very sick, right? So how do they do a head coaching search and a GM search? And then you got to do the GM search first and then get the coach. And like, it's, I think they'll just keep Joe Shane, you know, and he'll help them run and yeah. he'll bring the coach. He'll bring all the coaches to Mara and Tish and they'll just pick. And it's probably John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad. Like if something happened, I think he's really good. Mark McCarthy. He just wins.
Yeah, what you sent, kind of having Harbaugh and McCarthy lined up, statistical wise, wins and all that good stuff. They were pretty even.
I'd be fine with McCarthy, absolutely fine with McCarthy or Stefanski. I'd be fine with all three of them. I'd also be fine with, and I'm going to throw this out there. I don't think, depending on what Pittsburgh does, I don't think Tomlin is going to stay.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more coaching moves.
So I don't know. Maybe wait for Tomlin also. That's another option.
If the Steelers lose in a blowout to the Texans, you think Tomlin's safe? I don't know.
Maybe Harbaugh goes to Pitt and Tomlin goes to Baltimore. How about that?
Oh.
Now we're talking.
Little flip-flop. that'd be something.
I think they played each other like 44 times or 48 times. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, wow. Forever.
Two coaches?
Wow.
But, yeah, like it sounds crazy, but the NFL is nuts. Like, is Kyle Shanahan safe if they get blown out by the Eagles? He probably is, right? But yeah. I just don't know. I don't know what these teams are doing. Like, LaFleur, if he gets blown out by Chicago, is he safe?
He's probably out of there.
They have a really good defensive coordinator that I heard they're very high on. Maybe they promote. We don't see that anymore. I feel like that happened a lot in the 80s and 90s, where you fire your coach, but you promote your DC with it.
Yeah.
Or your OC. Yeah. That never happens anymore.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, if we get Harbaugh, I finally feel like we have an adult in the room. And we haven't had an adult in the room since Tom Coughlin. And that's what's most exciting about it.
Yeah. And you know, pivoting over to the JETS, they're fucking morons. I mean, the amount of available coaches and even after this week or the following week, the amount of available head coaches, proven head coaches, is going to be astronomical. And we're stuck with, I mean, let's be honest, there's like a 0% chance this guy's going to succeed. Is he? Jeff Vance? Pinay?
Not done. We didn't want him. And now we know why. Like, what does he do?
So on the preview pod, Paul had some really great quotes about the Jets.
Oh, let's hear him.
I got something right. Let's go.
You said, when I hear the Jets, it just makes me feel numb.
Okay.
That's good.
Agree.
I'd put anything. Fields doesn't finish the season and he's one and done.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Got that.
Jets are going to be pure torture to watch.
What?
Nailed it. So yeah, Paul, you nailed it.
Let's go.
Paul, wow. Are you from the future? Are you a time traveler?
That's amazing.
Jesus.
I know. I know the Jets. That's one thing.
Who's winning the Kentucky Derby? Come on, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a great quote too. You were like, I cannot wait to see how many interceptions Sauce Gardner has.
Or the team. Oh my God. Wait, so has a team ever done that, not had an interception?
I think they said it was the first time since 1933, which is basically ever.
First
time
God.
Ever. I heard it's first time ever. No one's
ever. Yeah, ever in the Super Bowl era, pretty much.
But you know, it's what's really pathetic is you hire Aaron Glenn who wasn't he a Pro Bowl cornerback?
Cornerback, like, yes.
He played in the secondary.
Pro Bowl corner.
He was Pro Bowl cornerback. That's like hiring, this is very exaggerated, but hiring like a stud quarterback to be your offensive genius and you don't score a touchdown all year.
Or LT and you don't have a sack, or, you know, it's, I don't know, Strahan and I don't have a sack, you know, whatever. Like, it's amazing. Yep. Yeah.
This is strictly money. Like, I don't know why they gave him $5 million, but they can't fire him because they'll just be paying him for 4 years.
Yeah, and we talked about this in the chat. The four-year deal's got to go. It should be 2 years or something like that. This is ridiculous. Especially
for a first-timer.
Yeah.
They're competing against no one. No one else was offering him a contract. So why do that to yourself? Like,
because it's a circus. That's why.
Woody. Yeah. At least, like, every Jet fan agrees that he's terrible, because there used to be a lot of people who would defend him. I'm like, no, there's nothing good about him.
Wait, Woody or Glenn?
Woody.
Yeah, Woody. Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's pretty...
like, 15 years. Think about that. Like, that's almost impossible to do in professional sports, right?
Yeah.
That's ownership.
Yeah. Ugh, this is terrible. Shame.
And I don't know what will happen.
Yeah, and Glenn's probably going to start 1-6 or one, and probably get fired. And then it's going to be too late to, you know, probably get one of these coaches. It's torture, like you said. It's torture.
Well, the one thing I'll say, though, is I think it's hard to fire a guy after 1 year.
I think
you see it more and more, right? But it's not like, I know I picked them to make the playoffs, which is probably stupid. But, I mean, you're in there, like, you're starting the season. You got Justin Fields at quarterback. I think most people had them around 4 wins, 5 wins probably, right? So I know it maybe – from an aesthetic standpoint, it was probably even worse than that. But I don't know. Second year, now you got all these draft picks. You had a home run with the Sauce trade. You got the second pick of the draft. I don't know. To me, it's like, it's just hard to fire a guy after a year. Unless there's like a guy sitting there, it's like, I want to coach your team. Like what the Pats did with Vrabel.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard for me to say, hey, you got to get rid of this guy. Just after 1 year, when the team wasn't expected to do anything anyway. So,
but this is how stupid, and no offense to you guys, but
no, none taken.
This is how stupid the organization is. You cannot play this game without a quarterback. You cannot play football without a quarterback. So you have a first-time head coach that's coming in. Aaron Rodgers was there. He wanted to come back, right? Like, why not keep Devontae Adams and just roll it back with Aaron Rodgers? Like, even if you win 6, 7, 8 games, right? Say you win 8 games. We're not talking about Aaron Glenn as the worst coach ever hired in history. But now here we are. They start 0-7. And,
that's like another thing that shows he has terrible judgment. He hitched his wagon to Justin Fields, right?
Yep.
Who can't throw the ball. He's a quarterback who can't throw. So, like, you're like... He saw that and was like, okay, this is my guy that I want to have in my first year in New York. Justin Fields, really? And Steve Wilkes, who has a different team every year.
Yep.
That's who you pick to lead your defense? And he's fired? Like, it's...
And yeah, didn't make the whole season.
and that's the other thing, right? You got a head coaching job because you were such an amazing defensive coordinator. Like, you coach the fucking defense. You know what I mean? I
honestly don't think he was a good defensive
coordinator. No, he wasn't.
The Lions gave up 35 points a game. They just scored 42.
I didn't understand.
They should sue that 33rd team company, because that's ridiculous. That's what the
money laundering operation. What was that?
Like Mike Tannenbaum should go to jail for that.
Yeah, we were saying it too. We were like, wait a minute. Why is Aaron Glenn this hot name? Like, the Lions defense sucks. Like, what are we what are we doing here? Never had a good defense there. Made no sense.
He's a leader of men.
If he didn't do that little dance in what was that, like week 3 or week 4?
Yeah, like, that's the other thing. Like what coach? No coaches behave like that. Like, and also, you don't see Mike Tomlin doing that.
And not even that, like, that was like clownish, but. If you watch his press conferences daily or, like, after games, he's extremely combative and just a dick to the media for no reason.
He reminds me of Bill Parcells. Like, he's trying to be
Bill Parcells' mentor.
But he hasn't won anything. You're not Bill Parcells.
That's his mentor. I bet Bill, when he got hired, was like, don't take any shit from the media. And that's clearly what he was doing. But it's like, have you done?
He's like condescending, like childish. I'm like, really, man? Like, no, it's not going to work.
They're going to fire you. You're going to lose the crowd.
I think I mean, it's a very slim chance he makes it as Jets coach.
Here's the thing. This is like, all right, if you have guys like, you know, this didn't work out and it's bad and you have such a high pick, you can get possibly a quarterback this year. Like, the Raiders are paying six previous coaches. I don't know if you guys know that. They're all, like, the six former coaches are on payroll. Yeah.
Six?
I think it's, it's six.
Holy shit.
Pete Carroll was the sixth, right? What I would do is just fire Aaron Glenn and pay the 4 years out if you can get John Harbaugh, right? Or if you could get Tomlin, or if you could, then you got to move. You got to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
If Tomlin's available, you're not going to fire Aaron Glenn to get Tom. They have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, obviously, you know, Dart is at the Giants. You know, he looks pretty good. That's attractive. Jets don't have a quarterback right now. So, one of these coaches, like, you know, they know the Jets are a joke. Everyone knows. But, like, they don't even have a quarterback.
You're not attracting anybody to come to the Jets.
Yeah.
So then what? All right. Woody Johnson is a freaking billionaire. The guy prints money, right? Offer Tomlin $100 million. I don't care. Like, enough is enough. Like, you're 15 years without making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tomlin still wouldn't take that to come to the Jets.
It's crazy.
Who knows? And listen, they have the second pick. They're going to get one of Moore or Mendoza, probably. We get to see them go head-to-head again Friday, which is a treat. But
what's crazy is if you look at Jets' highlights for the season, the best highlight is trading the cornerstone cornerback.
Honestly, the...
That wasn't part of the plan. Like, they had to go 0-7 and say, okay, we got to do something.
Right.
The two games...
One and seven.
I probably watched the least amount of Jets football in my life, or at least my football fandom life this year. The two games I watched were the first game against the Steelers, which they should have won, and the Mangold game that they did win. I don't know. Those are the only two memorable, the only two things I can really remember. Fields actually looked decent that first game, but
half of a blessing because there was zero stress. I think only for like fleeting moments of the Pittsburgh game. That was it. Where I was like kind of into it.
The Tampa game was good.
But by then I just didn't care.
I didn't care. The Mangold game, you know, against the Bengals, they had to win that game. It was an exciting game too. High scoring. But it's depressing. It's rock bottom. They invent ways to, you know, hit rock bottom.
Assuming Moore comes out, who's the guy you want out of the two?
I think Moore has way more upside.
He can move.
He's younger. Yeah. He throws a great deep ball. Like, he's the top in the country throwing a deep ball.
He's smooth.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm fine with either.
Same. Yeah.
But it's tricky. I don't want them to trade draft picks, which they won't, I guess, since they're number two now. But they should literally come out of this draft with like four or five starters, right? You have four top 45 picks. So you should get some good guys there because no free agents are going to want to come here unless you overpay.
The Sauce trade was great. I mean, Moogie, the GM.
And the Cowboys, too.
But just the fact that Sauce goes 1-7 and then 1-8 is just wild.
I know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Was dating Ice Spice. What a year for Sauce Gardner. Unbelievable.
He's a bum.
Yeah.
Can't tackle.
It sucks because I loved Sauce. And I thought I had high hopes for him. I thought he was going to be like a sure thing. And nope. Jets curse, I guess. All right. Anything else on the Jets and the Giants before we just move on to some real teams here?
Yeah, just one thing real quick. I know Josh's big prediction was Jackson Dart will start week 5.
Was it week 5?
Yeah, I don't know when he started.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think it was.
Nailed it.
I'm pretty sure.
He should have started. I agree with Adam. He should have started week 1.
Yeah, Adam was all over that.
100%.
And then Adam and Josh were really sucking hard on Abdul Carter.
Yeah, he was bad, but... But he turned out to be pretty damn good. He was awesome at the end.
He was like, I just don't know how to use him.
He was one of the best edge rushers in the NFL.
No, so they fire the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, who should never coach ever again. And they have Charlie Bowen in there, and he did incredible. I want to keep that defensive coordinator.
I swear, if you're watching these games, right, like, Burns doesn't have 15 sacks if Abdul Carr is not on the other side.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Burns is awesome.
Yeah. Giants have
incredible
some,
this year.
Giants have some players. They're really, like, a coach away, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we have the positions that are hard to fill, right? We have a left tackle. We have the quarterback. We have a defensive line. You have a wide receiver. Hopefully his ACL is fine.
He's walking with a cane.
You got to just fill out the rest of it. But the thing is, we don't have a coach. We don't have
– But you're getting
You have a fun running back.
We have a running back.
We have a crackhead
for another year.
Yeah. Max.
Nut job.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're getting a coach. So, you're going to be okay. Jets, pray. Just they need Jesus at this point.
Yeah.
So,
listen, I think it turned quick for both teams because the Jets have all this draft capital now. They could kind of control the next two drafts if they want to. They could get any player they want right now. So in the draft. So I don't know. It could turn quick is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if they hit the quarterback, if like they get more and he turns out to be a stud, then hey, you're set.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Yeah, because
then the coaches will follow, the rest of the team will follow. So,
and you could just, you know, I don't know what the deal Tyrod got, but you could just start him or whatever. It's decent enough backup, right?
I don't know. Have I more like he's always hurt.
Always, always. Hurt, yeah. You're right.
Always.
But there's plenty of good backups out there. You can get someone.
They
can
find someone.
Yeah.
Get Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis. I'd love Jameis. Yeah, why the fuck not?
Mariota.
He was decent. You know?
Have a couple duckies, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I think Jameis is going to stay with us and then retire in New York and go on to broadcasting.
Oh,
I can see that.
Definitely broadcasting, 1,000%. He's going to be a star.
He's a treasure. He's amazing.
He'll be a star on TV. Yeah, big time. What else? Yeah. So let's. Let's move on to the playoffs here. So I think the theme of these playoffs, this is the first year in 28 years where we won't have Mahomes, Brady, or Peyton Manning. That's pretty crazy. It's parity. All about parity, right? Any team can win it, I think.
Yeah.
Literally any team. I mean, the Bills, if they don't win it this year, I don't think they ever are. Last year in their stadium – Josh Allen in his prime. I mean, it's right there.
I think the Bills are going to lose in the first round.
And I agree. And I know Paul agrees too. Because he's the big Jaguars guy.
They've been a funny team this year, the Bills.
Yeah. No, I think the Bills. There's going to be a lot of Bills fans down there, but I think the Jags are going to beat them.
Liam Cohen, Paul again called it.
My guy.
Yeah. I think that happens. I mean, we could start at the first game. It's probably the worst game in the slate. They're all good games. Rams, Panthers, you know, going back to the Jets real quick, we haven't had a home playoff game in, 23 years. Yeah, Juice, we were there.
Years.
23 years. Panthers, losing record, win the division. Home playoff game. Unbelievable. It's just like, can't make it up.
They're sneaky. Didn't they beat the Rams at home this year?
They did.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Hmm.
And they're getting 10 points, which I think is kind of wild.
Oh, that's wild. 10 points.
10? I thought it was like 13 it started out.
I saw it 10.5 yesterday.
All right, I guess people are taking the Panthers.
And that's I still like the Rams.
Really?
Yeah. I like the Rams by... Two touchdowns at least.
Is Devontae healthy though? Is he back?
He's playing. Oh, okay. He's playing.
Okay. Pina, you going?
I wish that'd be great.
How much
I went to
tickets?
One game this year. It was when they beat the Falcons 30-0.
Oh, you were at that game?
Yeah.
That was like beginning of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta think tickets are pretty cheap, right? Even for playoffs.
I have no idea. I haven't even.
You should. Are you going?
I didn't plan on it, but
you should. It's a playoff game.
I bet you can get in the building for under $100.
Probably because like the Rams don't have a big traveling fan base. So.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine there's a ton of Rams fans in Charlotte or North Carolina, but and then the second game's a banger. The 8 o'clock game, maybe one of the best rivalries in sports. Bears at the Packers at the Bears, which we saw what three weeks ago, and that game.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that one.
What do you guys say?
Epic game.
What do you guys say?
Green Bay.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going Caleb. I'm going Caleb all day. They got the magic. I like that team.
Packers have not looked great, and Bears have been like the team of destiny. Like they're winning like crazy games.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which leads me to believe that the Packers are going to win. I don't know. I have a weird feeling. Like, they kind of own the Bears historically, and I think
they
Bears
dominated that game. They blew it. They were up by, like...
Yeah.
And Love was hurt.
Yeah.
And Jacobs was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, Bears had to do some, like, miraculous shit to come back. But they did that, like, all year, and I think... Listen, they had a great year. Ben Johnson, I think, is the real deal. I think Caleb even, but I don't know. I think the magic comes to an end Saturday night. I like the Packers.
I agree. I like the Packers, too.
Yeah,
I picked Golden as my rookie of the year, and I feel like he had like five catches all year.
They didn't use him at all. They should have. He would have big plays, but then just
they love Dobbs. Again. They love Dobbs in that big helmet. That's like their guy.
I really like that Chicago running game with the Rutgers running back.
Yes, Mungai.
Two headed monster they got there. I think they might be able to control that game.
Yeah, with? Ben Johnson's trying to recreate the Lions, I feel like, with Gibbs, Montgomery.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. Caleb's fun to watch. But, weird games, though. Like, they'll look terrible, like, most of the game. And then, like, at the end, they just, like, come alive. I mean, it's weird.
How many games should they have lost? The Giants?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Giants were killing them.
I'm going to go Packers, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have a weird feeling. Even though Packers haven't even looked that great, but... I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Chicago, they've had some rough playoff luck at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it's
going to be freezing, but both teams are used to that. And then what's the first game Sunday? Is it Bills-Jags?
Yes.
Yeah, which I can't wait for that game. That game's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. That's the one, right?
Liam Cohen is like the king of bulletin board material. So he remembered, Duval. Obviously... He went after Salah because Salah said that they were legally stealing signs.
Yeah.
And then he was like, keep my name out of your mouth. and then Sean Payton said something about them being a small market team. And then they beat him. And he's like, yeah, not bad for a small market team.
Yeah.
And then they asked him about this week. And he's like, no, I don't have too much stuff. I was just like, you know, we're a home team. We beat five playoff teams. And we're 3-point dogs. I think that's enough.
Okay.
To get us going. Yeah. Get us going.
Well, the Bills haven't won a playoff game on the road since 1992.
Wait, is that? Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, because they've pretty much been hosting
a home. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's an interesting stat. Okay. Bringing it. I just have a weird feeling. I think the Jags roll here. Yeah. Did anyone think the Bills are going to win?
I like Buffalo.
Okay.
I think I'll take the Jags, but if Buffalo wins, they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, this is like, will really get them going. I think that's the toughest game for them.
Okay.
And then,
I can see that. It's a very tough first round match.
But, like, if they win, I don't know, going into Denver is tough. You know, I could just see the Bills
Denver
choking
to me is
there.
Like the most fraudulent one seed I think I've ever seen since I started watching any sport.
Well, your favorite quarterback is there.
Well, no, even besides that, he's actually been playing really well, but like they have like the Jet game they should have lost, the Giant game.
Giant
they
game,
lost.
Definitely.
I think the Texans are going to go into Denver and beat them.
So do I.
Oh.
So that's the Monday night game. You know, Steelers lucky to get in. That was a crazy finish. I think that ends Monday night. Texans go in there and pound them.
I think I agree, but I do think Pittsburgh, I think they're going to shut down Stroud.
I think it'll be close because Pittsburgh is pretty good
Texan Dito is just absurd.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, Rodgers. I don't think Rodgers will make the game.
Yeah,
the whole game.
Yeah,
take the under. Take the under.
Yeah, it's a good under game.
Yes, for sure. Yeah,
now it's definitely going to go way over.
I want to pick the Steelers, but yeah, like that defense on Rodgers is gonna be tough.
Yeah,
do like a sacks parlay. Anderson, Hunter, Watt.
By the way, speaking of unders, I don't know if you guys have been watching the college football playoffs. The first half under has hit in just about every single game.
Really?
That's it.
That's random.
Yeah. Okay. I've been taking that every game. First half under, it's been hitting.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll get to college, the college playoff for sure. I want to get into that.
But unders are just not fun to take. But when Adam said under, it reminded me.
Definitely not. Second game on Sunday is Niners at Eagles.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
That's going to be fun. Eagles have been suspect all year. I think the Niners are kind of I didn't watch that game. Were they playing anybody in the final game? They lost 13-3. The Niners. Did they just like punt that game
Who'd they play?
Seahawks. Okay.
No, they were in there. They were trying to win.
I know, but it was like I didn't watch it, but like they lost 13-3 at home for trying to go for the one seed. What the fuck happened?
That Seattle defense is
Seattle's.
So Seattle's dominated. Legit.
Oh yeah,
very very legit.
Because I just feel like the way Shanahan is and like the Niners, I don't know. I feel like it's like all right, give them the one seed. Who gives a fuck? We're gonna beat their ass in the playoffs. Like I don't know.
They got dominated. They got shut down. They couldn't do shit.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see it with Seattle. I love Sam. I love the story. Are they this good?
I don't know who's going to go in there and beat them in a home playoff game.
They're this good, It's crazy.
To me, Seattle's the easiest Super Bowl bet of the group just because they have arguably the best defense in the NFL. And they have to win two games in that building. Is it possible to win that building?
Best home field, best defense.
Definitely best home field. Yeah, I guess their defense is that good. I haven't watched enough of them. But
in Jigba, they got some.
Oh, yeah.
Charbonnet. Awesome. Charbonnet's been balling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kenneth Walker's been balling too. Running game is. Sam's got it nice over there. Great defense.
He does.
Great running game. If he just doesn't make mistakes, it's good. But that being said, I don't think I'm gonna pick them to go to the Super Bowl because at the end of the day, I don't trust Sam.
Yeah, he might. He might see some ghosts.
Not in the NFC Championship game. I trust him in everywhere else. It's just a lot of pressure. I don't know.
We'll see.
So Niners Eagles, who do you guys like?
I like the Niners. I think the Eagles have just all year something's up there. Something's off. And
I agree. Something is off with the Eagles, and that's why I'm going Niners as well.
And
no, don't say this, guys. I need the Eagles to win.
They're gonna win. I think Philly's gonna win.
Eagles.
I do not want them to fire Sirianni and hire John Harbaugh.
That could be in play.
I do not want that to happen. He spent so many years in Philly. He was the special teams coordinator under Andy Reid, and he was coaching defensive backs. That's like perfect for him to go back to Philly.
True.
Do you think they'd fire
Sirianni?
Yeah,
I think they would.
It's always been a weird vibe, I feel like, with him there. I've seen him like get into it with other coaches.
I don't think the fans love him either.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it's always been like a weird vibe, even though he's had success there. But, yeah, I don't know. I have a weird feeling. Niners. I don't know.
I think Philly absolutely rolls in this game.
Okay.
Rolls.
I'm gonna go with Philly.
Okay.
I think Trent Williams is hurt, too, where he's banged up.
Well, that matters. That matters.
Yeah, against that D-line. So
I just feel like Hurts hasn't done well. Saquon hasn't done well. Feels like it's bottled up until this moment. So now they should be able to go on a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's going to be a good one.
Or they continue their downward spiral and just lose by like 21.
Yeah.
Could happen. It's all in play.
That crowd will turn quick on
it. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. I think the blowout of the weekend, I think Pats are going to kill the Chargers. I don't know. That seems like a bad spot for the Chargers. They seem to choke all the time and going into New England. Ugh.
I got an interesting story about that. So Mike Vrabel was trying to get back into coaching, and the Chargers had a vacancy. So they interview Mike Vrabel. he has an amazing interview. He basically thinks that he's going to get the job. And Jim Harbaugh decides to leave Michigan. And they call him right away. And Vrabel said that normally, if you're not going to get the head coaching job, you just, they hire whomever and you just never hear back. He goes, the owner called him and said, you know, Vrabel, I'm really sorry, but Jim Harbaugh's here and he's available. So we're going this way.
Oh, so this is like a...
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like, so, this is personal. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it all worked out. Vrabel's supposed to be in New England. He won 3 Super Bowls there. But that's going to be the extra. And he's super, like, into payback and everything. That's why he ran it up against the Giants, because he still remembers that would have been his, that was his last Super Bowl game that he played in, that he would have had another ring.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. So I think he's super like that. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to count out Jim Harbaugh. He's such a good coach.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I don't believe in the Chargers at all.
But the Patriots haven't beaten anyone. They just run up the score on shitty teams.
That's true.
I still don't see. I can't believe Tony and Josh called them making the playoffs.
Yeah, we did. Heck, we got. I got something right. Juice, I think you were high on the Bears, so that was a good one. But
I had the Broncos winning the division.
Oh, Broncos! Yeah, that was sharp. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. No, I didn't. I did not see the Patriots at all. I would not have.
I had a feeling they'd be good. I didn't think they'd be this good. I didn't think they'd
Drake
be
May.
What 13, they, 14 wins?
They,
I mean, come on.
They feel like one of their. They feel like a team that has a high, really nice regular season record, but they've beaten nobody.
Who have they beat? Who like other than the Bills? Who was like the
one
good team?
One
they beat?
Playoff team. I think.
They literally had the easiest schedule in NFL. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah. So maybe they're not that great, but I mean, they look good for the future, though.
What's the line on this game? What's the line on it?
Probably like 2 or 3.
Anyone want to pull it up?
Let me see. It's definitely under. Four.
I'm gonna say 5.5.
No.
I'm gonna go crazy. 5.5. Isn't it like the Sunday night game?
3.5.
3.5. Okay,
a little higher than I thought. All right.
Okay.
And I'm taking the Chargers.
Yeah, I would take the Chargers.
Wow, is that Sunday night? Is that a night game?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, because Bills Jags is 1, and then Eagles. Niners 4:30. I'm assuming
3.5. So you're taking the points, or you're saying the Chargers are going to win outright?
Both. Well, hold on. Let me just reel off some wins for you. Ready? This is New England's schedule. They lost to the Raiders. They beat Miami. They lost to Pittsburgh. They beat Carolina, Buffalo, New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa, the Jets, the Bengals, the Giants. They lost to Buffalo. Then they beat Ravens, Jets, Dolphins to end the year.
Yeah.
They beat nobody. You beat the Ravens, fine.
Ravens, Bills, Panthers aren't that great. Bucks aren't.
It was Panthers early, too, when they were bad.
And Ravens, like, Lamar is banged up. And they were still beating them at the fourth quarter by two possessions, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the games were very close, too.
The Chargers, now I want to look at the Chargers wins.
Yeah, see, the Chargers, I just don't believe it. I think they're the same old Chargers. Just a bunch of
Chargers. The problem with them is
I can go through the Chargers if you want.
Banged up. I can't believe the Giants beat them when they were good.
I got the Chargers. You ready? They opened up with a win against the Chiefs. They beat Vegas. They beat Denver. They lose to the Giants and Redskins. They beat Miami. They lose to the Colts. They beat Minnesota, Tennessee, Pittsburgh. They lose to Jacksonville. They beat Vegas, Philly, Chiefs, Dallas. Then
They beat the Eagles. So they beat the Chiefs twice?
Chiefs
twice,
second Eagles. Time, I think, no Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
And then they lose... They lose to Houston and Denver to end the season.
Eh, not bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't love that they lost their last two.
Yeah. All right. So
I wonder, is it going to be snowy?
Yeah. What's the weather in all these places?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
If it's really cold, then.
Love a good snow game.
Patriots, maybe. It's going to be 50 tomorrow here.
Yeah. Wow. It's supposed to warm up. So I don't expect any inclement weather over the weekend anywhere, to be honest.
I think I saw snow for the Packers Bears.
Oh, like, maybe there, yeah, Midwest.
Cold, yeah.
That'd be
Carolina cool. Game will be like 70 and sunny.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that'd be fun for the Packers Bears if it's like a snow game. That'd be sick. All right, so let's do the predictions. I mean, we obviously in the season preview we did all. I think I had Chiefs over Eagles, so I got one team that's in the playoffs. But anyone want to start with their updated predictions for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I'll give you mine. I think it's going to be Seattle and the Texans.
Oof.
And I'm going to pick Seattle.
Yeah, not I don't know. Houston and Seattle are pretty big markets, but they're not like
marquee franchises. That's
So I don't know how I feel about that Super Bowl, but it could happen. So you have who? Seahawks over Texans?
Seahawks over Texans.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm going to go Seattle, and I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'll say the winner of the Jaguar-Buffalo game, but I'll pick the Jaguars, Seattle Jaguars.
Oh, that'd be, yeah, again, not...
Whoever wins that game is going.
Not marquee. All right, so two Seattles. Anyone else?
Yeah.
I got the Rams over the Texans.
Ooh.
Okay. Juice?
I'm going to say Rams and Bills, and I'm going to say the Bills.
Bills do it. The Bills do it. Okay.
Buffalo.
I have zero clue. I just think no Mahomes, no Chiefs, Niners, it's put up or shut up. I'm going to say Niners over the Broncos.
Ooh. Okay. Right. That'd be a fun one. That'd be fun.
That is a good one.
That would be fun.
I just
like any NFC team.
Yeah, I just think this is like, you know, I mean, they're ready to go. They got all their guys, unless Trent Williams, like I think Paul said, is really banged up. But
I mean, they've got a lot of people got injured this year for them, a ton.
That always happens, though.
Bosa out for the year. Their first round pick, Williams, out for the year. Like, their defensive line just hammered.
Yeah.
Ayuk never came back.
Yeah.
Pearsall's always been hurt. But yeah, like Shanahan, he's a G.
He just like great finds coach. A way. I don't know. I really have no clue. Like going back, parody. Like I who the fuck knows? It could be any team.
Anyone.
Hey, not to interrupt the pod, but Trae Young just got traded.
Wizards.
Oh.
Yeah. CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert.
Blockbuster.
That's it? That's all it took. My dad was telling me that in the league wanted Trae Young.
I mean, he's a zero on defense, you know.
He's older.
Yeah.
His hair's getting worse.
I mean, you know, he could score a little bit. He could pass. I don't know.
Adam, when you said update, I thought you were going to give us like a Danny Wolf update.
I mean, I think the Hawks win that trade because they get him off the books, right?
Off the books, yeah.
Well, now I think they go get Anthony Davis.
Who, the Hawks?
Yeah, that's the next trade for sure.
Oh, wow.
They cleared the space to get him.
Oh, what's his face? Oh, God, his name. Someone help me.
Okongwu.
He's been good, right? Hasn't he been doing
that? Yeah, he has been
very good.
Yeah. So maybe they want to pair both of them up. And then, what, you have Dyson, Jalen, and... Who else? Is Ricochet?
AD.
Is he playing or is he hurt?
I think Ricochet goes to Dallas in that trade.
Oh,
they don't like him. They don't like him.
They don't like him. Yeah, they got Jalen and Dyson, who are the Swiss Army Knives. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe the Knicks will get the Wizards pick now.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to the Knicks. You know, something to talk about there. Okay. All right. So we got all our updated Super Bowl predictions. Anything?
Jot them down, Pina.
anything else on the NFL? Again, it's exciting. We're gonna have like a new champion here.
How do you guys feel about this Bad Bunny halftime show?
I'm excited for it.
I'm ready.
I don't care.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, you know, it is kind of funny, you know, because it's not going to be in English, but whatever. I like his music. I like Spanish music, so fuck it, whatever.
I think it's just going to be, as long as it's entertaining, I don't care.
Yeah.
I usually don't watch the halftime show.
Never?
I mean, I do once in a while. Usually I'm leaving the room or walking around or something.
No kidding. I always watch it. Yeah. You know, I'm always curious.
You're pacing about your best.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out my second half action. Yeah.
Like, oh, I got clobbered. What do I got to do?
Trying to calculate my boxes, what I need, all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yep. I got it.
I love this time of year. This is like my holidays. I love the NFL, love the playoffs. The Super Bowl is big. I always take the day off after, and hopefully we do something fun.
No doubt.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt. Now on to, should we go to the college football playoff?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So, not going to lie, I did not envision this being the semifinals.
Not at all.
Not at all, right? So tomorrow night we got Miami, Ole Miss, and then we get the rematch Friday, Indiana, Oregon, which
Miami
will be awesome.
Miami is a 3.5 points favorite. Miami.
I like Miami tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
Miami. They're playing tough.
Their defense. What they
defense.
Did to
defense
Ohio State.
Ridiculous.
Like, they made like Julian saying was shook during that game.
Yeah.
Like,
how good is that defensive end on the Canes?
Bean?
Oh, my. He's an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's real good. He's real good.
And they're running the ball well. They got that running back who's really good.
I know the Giants don't need a defensive end, but if he's sitting there and you're sitting there at five, I'm like, oh, man, that's a hard guy to pass on.
But you know what? They're going to get rid of Thibodeau's probably gone.
Yeah, true.
So you could do it.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah. yeah, so that's tomorrow night. Ole Miss, I mean, they've become my you know, in my heart to win it. Just because fuck Lane Kiffin, that would be so amazing for them to just turn around and go win the title. And he'll of course tweet out like, I'm so happy and this and that. No, you're not. Deep down, he wants them to lose. There's no way he wants them to go and win the whole thing. How embarrassing is that? You know, like.
Yeah, that would have been his national championship.
Yeah,
you know?
like there's no way he'd be happy about that. No way. Zero chance. I don't care what the fuck he says.
The only thing that would be sad is Joe Judge would get a ring.
Oh, what's he there?
He's one of their coordinators.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Do we believe in this? Who's the quarterback? Chambliss. You know, shouts to Don. He was, you know, texting me like, oh, what about him? Like, is that guy even going to get drafted in the first round? Like, I mean,
I think he's trying to stay in college.
Okay. He'll probably be at LSU, to be honest, right? Probably transfer.
No, I think he said he's not leaving.
Oh, good.
Like, to go to LSU. Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I don't think he's really, like, up on the draft boards at all. Like, it was like a day two or three pick.
Okay. Is that why Lane...
I think he's older too. I think he's like 23 or 24.
Is that why Lane always tweets out the Trinidad flag for him? Because that's his first name, Trinidad.
Yeah, gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to be Ole Miss colors too. But I'm like, why? Well,
speaking of the draft, I can't believe Jeremiah Smith's not entering the draft and he entered the transfer portal. I thought he was going to be like a top, the first
the
receiver off the board.
I don't think he's allowed to enter the draft. Is he?
Why isn't he allowed?
I think he's too young. Isn't he too young?
He's transferring. Yeah, he had like, I guess there was something. I read an article. It was like someone offered him $4.5 million to enter the transfer portal.
Where's he going? I mean, he was a Heisman candidate. Why would he leave a top team,
why
top
would he
quarterback?
Leave? Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I said too. I was like, how are you leaving a Heisman candidate? It's got to be the money.
Jesus. That's terrible. Eh, what are you gonna do?
I thought he was too young to go to the NFL.
I think he's too. Yeah, he's a true sophomore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. True sophomore. Got it. Okay.
I was gonna say Carnell Tate on the other side entered the draft though.
Future Giant.
Yeah.
Tate all day.
What about Downs?
Did you read a parody account?
I love Downs too, but
who knows? Maybe.
No, because I didn't see that anywhere. That'd be crazy if he did.
Yeah, I heard he was going to make like $4.5 million next year because he entered the transfer portal. But it could have been a fake news thing.
Did you get fake woached? Did Pete get fake woached?
I might have.
Hey, if anything bad happened to Ohio State, I'm with it. That's good.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Yeah, I think Miami actually rolls here. It's kind of crazy to me, Miami making it to the title game. But I don't know. They're just playing, you know, they went into the 12th man, A&M, and won.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So Ian O'Connor just tweeted, as John Harbaugh decompresses and prepares for his Giants meeting next week, it's clear the Giants' prep work on Harbaugh before he was fired put them in a very good position. They pounced immediately and made an impression. Now comes the hard part. The Giants need to ace that face to face. So it sounds like
this guy just write a haiku.
Yeah, what's his prep work? I don't understand what prep work. Like, what do you need to prep on? Like,
I don't know.
Who's interviewing you? Who? The Giants need to make an impression. Like, what? That's an odd one.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Like, the Giants need this.
If they that's true. That's a good point. Actually, that's a good point.
Then just move the team to the CFL.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
they're in good shape. They're in very good shape.
Yeah, but yeah. So I think Miami wins. I think that defense is for real, and I can't believe the convicts, Paul, are gonna.
I have a hard time believing my University of Miami is going to go to the national championship.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're going to beat a really good SEC team to do it. I can't wrap my hand.
Well, who do you guys like in that Oregon Indiana game?
Well, let's go to that one. Well, first, who's everyone like in the first game?
Who does everyone like?
I like
Miami.
I want Ole Miss, but I think Miami. Yeah,
Miami.
Canes.
Yeah.
If we're all on the Canes, that means they're done.
I'm picking Ole Miss.
I want Ole Miss for sure, but
I can see Carson Beck like screwing up too a lot.
That'd be nice.
What's Carson Beck's draft status? Is he in range still? Or?
He'll get drafted, I think. But what, second or third round? Maybe
he's like, transferring again.
I would like day two, maybe late first, if like he won it all, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely if they win it. I mean, they made it pretty far even. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, the Friday night game is, you know, I still can't believe Indiana went into Oregon and won the way they did. That was pretty phenomenal. And, we probably got the first and second round picks in the draft, two best quarterbacks. This is going to be awesome. Wait, where are both games? Where's the Thursday night game?
I would say one is the Sugar Bowl, or the Sugar Bowl already happened.
The Cotton Bowl? No. Yeah.
Cotton Bowl.
Cotton Bowl is Miami last week.
One's a Fiesta Bowl. Is that the Thursday?
Fiesta and Sugar, no?
Let's look this up.
New Orleans?
Nah, one of them already happened in New Orleans.
Okay.
Fiesta Bowl. So the Fiesta Bowl.
So Oregon, Indiana is Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Where's that? South Carolina?
Let's see. I don't.
Yeah, or is that Atlanta? No, Oregon, Indiana, Atlanta? Chick-fil-A Bowl. That's Atlanta.
Atlanta.
That's Atlanta. Yeah, I love that stadium.
Yeah, stadium. Yeah,
Arizona. Arizona is Fiesta Miami, Bowl. Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because you think Oregon, Indiana, that should be in Arizona. And the other game should be in Florida. So people are probably pissed off. They got to travel farther. The fans, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll help Oregon though in the dome.
So yeah, Oregon, Indiana. I think Oregon. I don't know. Every time I bet against, not bet, but like say Indiana's going to lose. This guy Cignetti, man. He's got to Google.
I want Oregon, but. I can't go against Cignetti.
You got to be nuts at this point to bet against that coach.
Yeah, they are. I think they are for real. I mean, they fucking pounded Alabama and Ohio State. I mean, they I think they're the real deal. And you know, I'm gonna say Indiana.
And they're killing it already in the portal.
Yeah,
they got like the top receiver for Michigan State transfer. It was between Indiana and Notre Dame, and he didn't even visit Notre Dame. He signed right on the spot, Indiana.
It's crazy.
I heard they might grab the North Texas quarterback also, whoever likes.
Oh, wow.
I saw that, or the TCU quarterback, one of those two. Like, they're going to get someone.
They're going to
reload.
It's just crazy how Indiana went from a basketball school to a football school. Like, it's amazing.
Just take One higher.
That's it. That guy Cignetti, man, he's the man. He's just got such aura and swagger to him.
And it's a different Belichick thing also, where it's like, no, yeah, we won, but we're on to Oregon.
Oh
now.
Yeah, like, he's just very like whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with this NIL stuff, it's like any team could just be a juggernaut.
Yeah, they got Mark Cuban money.
Yeah, they got money and they're in the conference.
Oh, that's where Cuban went? He went to Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They have a big alumni.
He's financing this thing.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana should be one of the bigger schools. They've never been good at football. It's always just basketball. You know, right. The Hoosier State. Yeah. Pretty phenomenal.
I'm picking Oregon.
It's gonna be
I want Oregon, but yeah.
It's gonna be a banger. It's gonna be such a good game.
He's great coach.
But Lanning, Cokehead? Mm-hmm. Guy's nuts.
Yeah, what is he on?
I don't know. So fired up. Yeah, it's gonna be a great game. I really don't know. I'm gonna say Indiana, but I have no idea. I mean, that'd be wild to beat Oregon twice, so
yeah.
So we'll see. So yeah, should be fun. No matter what happens there.
I think that's a championship game, right? That winner of that game,
right?
Wins it all.
Yeah.
I agree too.
So we'll see. We'll see. All right. Should we go on to what do we want to talk about? I guess. Talk about the Knicks. What the fuck happened?
They're looking good tonight.
They suck. Oh, they are looking good tonight? They're going to win
tonight.
Who are they playing?
They're up 12. They're up 12 on the Clippers. 2 minutes left.
Oh, on the Clippers.
Do you think that this slump has anything to do with the tournament, or do you think it's just part of the deal?
I think it's part of the deal.
Well,
and I think Josh Hart being out.
Yeah. I noticed a correlation. I mean, he went out in that Christmas Day game. They were down 17. They came back and won miraculously, right? And then the next two games, they barely won. And then they lost the three in a row. So they've pretty much looked pretty bad without him. Sounds corny to say. It's like, oh, he's the heart of the team. But he kind of is. Like, So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I have no idea. You know.
Long season. Oh, it's all up and down.
Like, is a trade still going to happen? I don't know. It's such a long season, yeah. I don't know.
The one thing I'll say, I've been watching the Knicks a little bit recently. It does feel like they look, for most of the game, the offense looks significantly better than it did last year. But whenever it, like, bogs down, they just revert back to that, let's give it to Jalen Brunson and have him just figure it out, like, versus where, like, throughout the game, it seems like they're running a little bit more offense and their ball's moving a little bit better, so I don't know why they just keep reverting back to that. I wonder if there's something they could do differently down the stretch where they can get other guys better looks versus let's see what Brunson can get off here. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you guys agree with that. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. Also, like, it's weird. Deuce came back and he's been playing great, but, like, it's almost like he came back and Kolek got less minutes and now they're not looking as good. I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with
tonight.
It.
He looked great tonight. Kolek was like one of the main guys.
Oh, he was? All right. That's
the
good.
Run. Yeah.
That's good to know.
And Deuce played great too. Yeah.
Okay.
I like when they play together. When they play together, it's a good look.
Yeah.
I just think that this team, and I think it's early too, so maybe take what I say with a grain of salt. They just wilt when it's tough players. Like when they play Detroit or Orlando, they're going to have a hard time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Their whole game plan is outscoring everybody. It's like finesse offense. But what if teams are grinding it out against you? I don't know. But they look good against in the cup, so maybe it's different. I don't know. The season's like these games. It's hard to get up for. You can't get up for every game. There's too many games.
Yeah.
Detroit scares me like a lot.
They scare me a lot. Yeah. I think you know the Knicks. They've showed signs of a great defensive team, but like I think it's such a, it's such a long season. Maybe they're saving a lot of it for the playoffs. Who knows? It's tough.
And like these games are also right after the holidays and everything. They might be just like in that holiday hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Like actually, if you remember, like before they were good, like these were the months, like January, they would go on like 10 game losing streaks, I remember.
Yeah. Or
like, before they had Brunson and
Before the Randle injury though, they went on that crazy win streak in January after the OG trade. Yeah. So
was that? Knows? I thought that was February. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Dolan gave his first interview for the first time in like 2.5 years.
He did.
He was on. Yeah, and I think WFAN. I think it was with Carton.
It was a Carton.
Yeah.
Carton got
and
that.
It was,
wow.
Yeah, and he explained why they fired Thibodeau. And then he goes on to say that this team has to go to the finals. They will. It's a failure if they don't go to the finals.
Yeah.
And he thinks they're good enough to win the entire thing. So I don't know if that's him just hyping himself up, but
yeah, we shall see. We shall see. I just, you know, person I worry about the most is, you know, Carl Anthony Towns. You know,
yep.
You know what we see from him on a night to night basis is like I don't know. So. He's the wild card for sure.
Always.
Always. Yep. Yeah.
But like, yeah. There's like three teams I think that they would struggle with. Detroit, Orlando, Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Boston low-key is like the hottest team in the league.
And Philly. Philly, if they're healthy.
Oh, yeah. Philly looks good, too. Maxey is like insane.
Dominates. They have no one that can guard him.
He's insane. No, he's so good. So good. Yeah. But I think Adam was saying, like, they're just going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be out.
It's just impossible to trust that team.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're fully healthy, like, they're extremely talented. Extremely. With Edgecombe, Maxey, Embiid, George, like.
Yeah.
I think Philly's going to be a real problem once they get Embiid and Paul George off the books. And they can finally commit to those two guards. And like
Edgecombe and Maxey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just build around that. Yeah, get, like, a big man. Like a stable one. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it'd take a couple years for that.
Is Tatum still on track to come back this year? Or is that like...
I don't see that happening. Because
he can come back now.
Even if so, like, how do you just ramp up? Like you enter after a torn Achilles playing in a playoff game?
No. I know.
He would have to come in before, like, the season is over. Which I don't see.
Yeah. And JB, Jaylen Brown, he's having his Scottie Pippen season. Who said that? Adam? You think you said that?
Yeah.
I like that.
I love it. Totally. Immediately when I thought, I watched this guy, he's like in the MVP conversation. I'm like, this is Pippen when Jordan said that.
Yeah. And I feel like he's like, he's like on a mission like right now, you know? So we'll see. And then
I think deep down, Jaylen Brown always thought he was better than Tatum.
I think so too. I think I think he hates 100%. Absolutely. But yeah, Pistons really scare me. They're legit. And then out west, Joker. That sucked. Him going down, but
yeah,
he'll be all right. It wasn't season ending or anything, so yeah. It'll be fine.
My fantasy team was not happy.
Yeah, it's rough. And then Thunder doing Thunder things. Spurs look awesome. So we'll see. Long season. Nets? Where the Nets at? We got two Net fans on the pod tonight.
The way the season's gone, honestly.
Are they winning tonight?
Well, they were down 14. They cut it to one.
I was going to say they're down three. MPJ with another 30-plus point game.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Is he going to be an all-star?
I don't know, but I think outside of Steph Curry, I think he's the best shooter on planet Earth. I've never seen anything like it. Every game, I'm just in awe watching this guy shoot. The Nets took the lead, by the way.
Oh,
so, I mean, the tank might be in trouble, but I mean, things are really looking up. You know what I love about the situation is every star still wants to come here. Like even Trae Young today, like the thing was like, oh, my first choice is Brooklyn. Before, like, and then
oh,
all of
really?
A sudden it was like, okay, yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, Sean Marks is not interested. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I want to go to Washington. And he ended up in Washington.
No kidding.
They're gonna get somebody, whether it's through the draft or via free agency or with the million picks they have. Like, eventually it's going to turn. So, and these young guys look good. So I'm happy with it. Pine?
Yeah, man. No, it's exciting to watch these young guys play. I love Jordy. I just love that. I feel like he's coaching up these young guys and they're playing. They're going to play this like team Spurs game.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see.
It's like watching a European team play or something. Like they pick up full court. Like they're very physical. The ball moves and never sticks. They don't run like the traditional, like let's stand around and run some pick and roll for a point guard. They don't really have a true point guard, to be honest with you. So it's a fun team to watch.
Igor is not a true point guard type? I thought he is.
I don't think so. I think he's a playmaking wing more than a point guard.
Oh, okay.
That's my opinion. Like, I know he came in as a point guard, but I think that I said this on Twitter the other day. But he the scouting report on him was so wrong. Like they said he was like this like really good ball handler that can get into the paint and make plays and see over guys, and he couldn't shoot. But his best attribute to me is the jump shot. He's a great shooter with great vision. He can't really get around anybody. But I see him as like an oversized wing that could really shoot and really and make like a secondary playmaker. Like if they were able to get like a Peterson in the draft or a Kingston Fleming's in the draft, or even like I know it didn't happen, but if they got like a Trey or a Ja or something like that, like some kind of lead guard, I like Igor as like the second guy.
Okay. Okay. By the way, Peterson, geez, that guy has been
holy cow.
Been on a tear. You know. Just, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be in Indiana.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck, man?
I feel it.
I know.
You're going to get a top two pick. I know.
Him or AJ or Boozer. They'll get one of those three, probably. I know. Ridiculous.
They'll be healthy next year.
Yeah.
Halliburton will continue to kill the Knicks.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Be horrible. Man, Halliburton and AJ would be crazy.
Oh, stop.
Crazy.
It's terrible. Mathurin.
But you know what? Like, Indiana doesn't get, like, they never get the franchise player, right? Like, Halliburton, yes, through the draft and through trades, but, like, when do they ever get, like, homegrown drafted superstar?
Right.
Reggie Miller. That's about it.
Reggie. I guess Reggie was pretty big in college.
And he was a high pick, right? Like, Reggie wasn't, you know, was he 7, 8? I don't know.
I don't even know.
He wasn't one.
Honest.
He wasn't one.
Right. But I think he was a name in college, UCLA, right? Yeah.
They were upset. They wanted them to take Alford out of UCLA. I remember that.
Okay. Okay.
Nets just got screwed.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
That ball was in anyways.
And he got fouled. Sharp. Oh, bullshit.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I kind of want them to lose. I can't figure it out. It's hard.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those.
Yeah, you know, like, what if they're going to end up the eighth pick again? Like, come on.
Yeah, that would kind of stink. I'd kind of rather have the first pick, but
we have to get a live stream with the lottery on Adam. Just a video.
We should always do that. Yeah,
I've never been more deflated than when they got the 8th.
I know. I remember last year you were so excited, and then yeah, not good.
And then when that happens, you're doing all your research and you get excited, and you find 7 players that you love.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Gosh, that's exactly what happened. It was 7 players. I was any one of these 7, and they all went.
Yeah,
I kept saying one's got to slip. We were at the draft. One's got to slip, and then none of them slipped.
Man.
But that's just all in our heads. We convince ourselves. Like, I'll do that with the Giants. Giants have the 5th pick. I'll convince myself there are 4 generational players and nothing after.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
With college hoops, Juice, Vandy's killing Bama right now.
Ooh, I'm glad I didn't bet that.
Vandy.
Well, you know,
Vandy's nasty.
You know, that's easy pick. I'm an alumni there, so obviously Vandy boys take care of business.
Vandy's good at everything now, huh?
Yeah.
We got the money.
Jeez.
Diego.
Nashville. There you go.
Cashville.
Cashville.
What's the deal with that quarterback? Is he a draft guy or?
Yeah.
Who? Pavia?
Pavia.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a douche, he'd probably get drafted. But
I agree. Yeah, I was gonna say his draft stock dropped just with.
I bet
like,
the Browns
how he reacted with the Heisman and how he like just yeah.
Browns will draft him.
I mean, yeah.
late round.
And he's like 28 years old, right?
Pavia? He's up there.
He looks it. He's got like it seems like he's been smoking cigs since he was like 9. Like he's got like the like older face, you know.
You know
they got the number one quarterback though coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. What else in college hoops? Anything of note?
Michigan.
Carolina's got a star.
Amazing.
Who's Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina.
Who's their star? Who's the guy?
Caleb Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's like KJ.
Igor, monster 3.
Let me tell you something. Igor is clutch as hell. He really is. He makes it when it counts, definitely.
He's Russian. Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Igor.
Igor. Yeah.
What were we talking about? What else?
Oh, no. I was just saying, anything else college ball?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a fun tournament. There's like 20 teams you can win it all.
Yeah. That seems to be the case year after year now.
Yep.
A lot of parity. Lots
so much talent, too. There's so much talent this year. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely love the talent. Yeah.
Yeah, this March Madness trip is going to be really fun. Scouting. Yeah,
I'm super psyched. Like, I'm psyched.
That's like where I get all my NBA drafts.
Where are you guys going this year?
Tampa.
Tampa, nice.
Oh, Tampa, nice. That's
yeah, dope. We're going to check out a game, and we're going to get an Airbnb.
Cool. Good shit. Good
get shit. The Hard Rock Casino right there, right? Oh, is that the casino there?
Yeah, we're going to hit the Hard Rock for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You guys can come down. All in town.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could.
If Cuse makes the tournament, then I'll go. So I won't be coming.
How are they?
Yeah, how are they been?
You know, they're like 10-5, but they have a lot of talent. It's just the shitty coach.
Yeah.
Autry's bad?
Yeah, he's gone after this year. So
100%. If he's gone, who would they get? Would they get a big name?
I don't think so. I think they go the mid-major route, like the top mid-major coach.
Where's Hopkins? Remember, he was such a big name. He was supposed to be the guy.
I think he's in the NBA now. Is he flamed out at Washington?
Oh.
So I think he's an assistant. GMAC is at Siena. But
yep.
Yeah, I just got to get away from all the Boeheim guys.
What a legend, GMAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GMAC.
Yeah. Now
incredible.
Now he's in my parts. Yeah.
Yep.
My neck of the woods. So, but, all right. What else? What else is going on? Any,
do you think they're going to find the oil in Landman? And the...
Oh, the geologist? Is he going to? Is he going to?
We have a 10% chance. You can't be wildcatting. I guess that's the whole storyline now, right?
Yeah. So, Landman, I mean, yeah, it's very anticlimactic.
I'm with you. The second season, not as good.
There's just not a lot of action. Like, first season, you had the cartel, and Monty's having a heart attack, and, like, all this shit. And second season, it's just what? It's just, like how...
The daughter and the wife.
Too much family stuff.
Too much family stuff. Like
these dinners and stuff, I'm, like, over it.
Like,
so you guys are saying skip watching season two?
Oh, you haven't watched it?
I haven't started season two.
All right.
It's still entertaining.
We're not spoiling anything. Like, in the latest episode, when, Tommy stops at the strip club, and he like talks to that girl about being a physical therapist for a dad. Like, I thought that was so dumb. I was just like, I don't know. Like, there's, I don't know what Taylor Sheridan's writing. He's like, makes no sense. But I don't know. Just stupid shit like that is going on. I don't know. But
yeah, I gotta go to Mayor of Kingstown after.
So I've been binging Mayor of Kingstown like a madman. That show is legendary. Like,
I heard it's amazing.
Wait, you really? Never watched it?
Neither have I.
I watched like a few episodes like a while ago.
Oh, Paul. It's going to instantly become one of your favorite shows ever. It's incredible. Does anyone else watch it?
No. I've heard good things.
So it was so funny. So years ago, I watched like the season, like the series premiere, and I was like, whoa, this is really good. And then I don't know what happened. I lost track and never watched it. And then my in-laws, of all people, you know, they usually watch like the corniest shows, and they're like, oh, you should watch this show on Netflix, and it's usually terrible. They're like, Tone, you got to watch Mayor of Kingstown. It's so good. I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. I've been binging it. Oh, my God. It's incredible. Amazing show. Taylor Sheridan's best show, period.
All right.
What platform is that on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he did, he obviously did Sons of Anarchy. He did Yellowstone, he did Landman, he did Tulsa King, which, by the way, Adam, I'm caught up with Tulsa King. Good show, entertaining, but I don't know. I'm just on the same page. It's just so corny.
it's a little too blue skies for me. Like, you know it's all going to work out.
Yes.
Like, every single thing. So I'm like, all right.
Like Entourage?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what we were saying. Exactly. It's, like Entourage, and it's just like, oh, come on. Like, the whole crew is just like, it's just so unrealistic. Like, I don't know.
I think 15, 20 years ago, that was fine. But now the way shows have gone, like, you need a little bit more.
Yeah.
something. Yeah.
But it's entertaining. I mean, it's like, cool, you know.
It's a fun watch.
But Mayor of Kingstown is just like, first off, it's dark as fuck. Like, it is so dark. But
who's in that? Is that
Jeremy Renner?
Jeremy Renner, Edie Falco's in it now this season, right?
Yeah, Edie Falco this season.
How many seasons is that? It's on Netflix?
Four. No, Paramount Plus. It's part of that, you know, Taylor Sheridan, he like owns Paramount Plus at this point. He writes all these shows and produces all these shows. And wow. Antoine Fuqua is actually a producer on Mayor of Kingstown too.
Oh, okay.
Who did Training Day.
Training Day.
Yeah. It is incredible. Paul, I thought for sure that you like are up to date on the show.
No, I gotta get everything.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're gonna be obsessed. It's so good. It's so good. But it's really dark and just graphic and yeah. So highly recommend it. Mayor of Kingstown.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, yeah, I'm watching all fucking Paramount Plus Taylor Sheridan shows. That's it. One Battle After Another. Good movie.
Saw it.
Oh, Benicio.
Solid.
Yeah,
is it kind of like a fear and loathing in Las Vegas type thing?
No,
not at all.
No. I heard it's just like a trippy, like weird shit going on.
Not really. I don't even know how to describe it. It's a long.
Like
movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio is pretty like paranoid in it. And it's funny, uh-huh. But no, it's not like a trippy movie.
No, oh, okay. I love Sean Penn in it. He's my favorite. What do you say he is, Juice? He's like a Fed or like an ICE agent or something, or I don't know what he is.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's something nuts. Like that. And he loves
hardcore, like Full Metal Jacket.
Yes, yeah. And he loves black women.
he's yoked out of his mind.
Yo, he's crazy yoked in it, yeah.
How old is Sean Penn now?
He's gotta be in his 60s.
He's gotta 70s. Be in his 60s, yeah. Something like that. You know, he grew up with Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez in Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, grew up like trio. Little kids, like, same neighborhood.
What a trio.
Yeah. Well, Sean Penn had his brother, remember? Who died?
Emilio. Yeah.
Who was he was, like, the fat guy? He was, like, in...
The Fat Penn.
Yeah, he was, like, Rush Hour and True Romance and a bunch of things. Yeah.
Corky Romano.
Sean Penn was the one person they snuck into. Oh, where's El Chapo from?
Mexico?
No. He got.
Yeah, Sinaloa Cartel. Yeah, he did the interview. He interviewed him.
He did, right? Okay, yeah. So I'm right. Like he somehow got in there and was like in a room.
Well, he thinks Sean Penn thinks he's like a diplomat. Like he's like big into politics and he was one of the. Wasn't he part of FAG or whatever in Team America?
Yes.
Sean Penn, Matt Damon.
And
Matt Damon.
Eric Bowie.
Oh, man. I have to watch that.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
A good one.
Yeah, classic. But yeah, it's a good movie. It's like 3 hours, though. It's kind of long. I watched it in like various stints, you know? I didn't watch it in a row.
Benicio. It's my guy.
Oh, I love him. I love him. He's the best. That's kind of like Mayor of Kingstown kind of reminds me of Sicario a little bit. Like, it's dark like that. Like the music and like,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's got that like dark, just graphic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, oh my God, why haven't I been watching this? That's how I felt. I'm like, why haven't I been watching this? But yeah, really good. So, anything else, guys? Anyone want to bring up randomly? What's that?
That's all I could think of.
What's that?
I think we got it all.
I think we got to it all, right? Yeah, we've been going like an hour and 20. So, yeah. Pine, thanks again.
Oh, wait, Pine, do you have the predictions? How do we do in general?
Yeah, I mean, he shared it with me. I mean, who was probably the most accurate? If you had to say, I couldn't tell.
I want to say it was Juice.
I think it was Josh.
I think it was Josh. Yeah.
I mean, Adam had some pretty sharp ones, believe it or not, some clunkers, but
the Carolina one was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, Josh had 9 playoff teams correct. So
yeah, wow.
Juice, you're the champ.
That's Woo. Awesome.
That's really good.
I'll defend my belt next year.
There we go.
Oh, I also had 9.
Uh-oh.
Very good. P-N-A.
Uh-oh.
Bills, Texans, Chargers, Jags, Eagles, Rams, Seahawks, Packers, Niners.
Okay. All right.
Hey, did you rig that, P-N-A? Is this rigged?
Yes, it's rigged. I'll have the DeLorean just to do the pod.
Amazing. But,
all right. Good stuff. So, we got 5 days of football.
Let's go.
Right, Juice. Don't, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not going to talk to my wife with the painter.
Don't talk to your wife.
Don't talk.
That was such a funny conversation at like 8 in the morning. He's like, who's the painter in my hospital? He's like, yeah. You know, 5 straight days of football. I already told my wife, don't talk to me.
I love it. That's great. So, all right, guys. Well, enjoy. We'll reconvene in a few weeks. And take care. Comb your hair.
For sure.
Peace.
Later.
Peace.